Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We are bombarded on a daily basis with news, and the question is, what is immaterial, what is important, what is irrelevant, and what is relevant? For instance, is it relevant, is it important that the car of Prince Charles was slightly damaged by students who were demonstrating? Is it that important that President Obama was slightly injured during a basketball game? My friends, what is important and what we got to understand are developments in the United States of America, in Great Britain, in continental Europe, and also in the Middle East, which have wide-ranging consequences for us, for all of us, in all the world. I was struck and surprised to read a very interesting interview which former Chancellor Helmut Schmidt gave, German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. Of course, he is celebrating his 92nd birthday this month, the month of December. And he is looked upon and viewed as one of the most informed minds in Europe. And when he speaks, I don't believe that is an exaggeration, people do listen. I'd like to read to you from some of the excerpts he gave as they were published by the EU Observer, but other papers also published that interview. And he said, to begin with, I would say in general, Europe lacks leaders. I believe he is absolutely right. Europe does lack leaders at this point, strong, powerful leaders. But the interesting thing is, my friends, that the Bible tells us and has been telling us this for over 2,000 years that this will shortly change, because in these last days, a very powerful leader in Europe will arise. The Bible calls him the Beast. He is going to be a political, economic, and military leader. And he is actually also working hand in hand with a religious figure, which the Bible calls the false prophet. Note this, the false prophet. But Helmut Schmidt goes on to say in his interview, so far the idea of a common currency still has my full backing, even if the European leaders did fail to set the rules and made the enormous mistake to take in anybody. So he's addressing this controversy that people are saying right now the euro is going to be abolished pretty soon, the eurozone is going to disintegrate. And he is making the point that that is not going to happen, that he is still backing this common currency, because, quite frankly, he knows, as we all should, it would be an absolute devastated result, and a devastating result for Europe if the euro would disappear. It would probably end up in a Great Depression. And the Bible, again, tells us in the book of Revelation, in the 18th chapter, but also in the Old Testament, that Europe is going to be the most powerful economic bloc in the world. It's just not very likely. In fact, it is impossible to assume that Europe is going to be plunged again into an economic devastation. That is just not any longer possible. We have moved beyond that. Now here, Helmut Schmidt makes the following statements. Over the next 20 years, I think it's rather likely, at least 51% likely, that a hard core of the Union will emerge. And it would comprise the French, the Germans, the Dutch. I'm not sure about the Italians. I'm rather sure that the British would not be part of it. The same may come true for the Poles. It would not be a hardcore in written paragraphs of paper, but it would be a hardcore de facto, not de jure. Probably Austria would be part of it, conceivably Denmark and Sweden. Again, these are insightful comments insofar as the concept of a hardcore Europe is concerned, because the Bible prophesies that in no uncertain terms. Out of the European Union, a hardcore of 10 nations or groups of nations will arise, and Germany most certainly will be part of it. I personally feel France will, Italy very likely, because you see, we are talking about a final revival of the ancient Roman Empire. And of course, we had that in history before under Charlemagne, Otto the Great, and so on. But of course, since it's a revival of the ancient Roman Empire, the Italians obviously have to be part of it. But they're not going to lead it. The Bible says that a German or an Austrian will lead it, that he will actually be that beast. But the core Europe idea is something which is prophesied, and it's interesting to me that Helmut Schmidt is talking about it too, even though he looks at this strictly from a political and economic news standpoint. He's not referring to the Bible. I'm not sure that he even knows those prophecies. He goes on to say, not necessarily would this hardcore pertain to the field of currencies, but it would probably pertain to the field of world politics, whether vis-a-vis China, Iran, Afghanistan, or a new coalition of Muslim states, which is one of the great dangers of the 21st century, that you get a coalition of Muslim states. Now, the verdict is still out as to what that coalition of Muslim states will do, what the relationship is going to be between that coalition and Europe. Ultimately, the Bible tells us that this coalition will include Europe. It will include Germany, and they will be against Israel. I'm not just talking about the Jews here, though. I'm talking about the ancient but lost tribes of the house of Israel, which were never Jewish. And archaeological and historical records have proven that those people are now to be found in Great Britain and in the United States of America and in other English-speaking nations. And what the Bible is telling us is that in these last days, a coalition of Muslim states and Europe will turn against the US and Great Britain and the Jews. Now again, when we are watching news events today, we can already see how this is slowly developing. Let me continue with the insightful comments by Helmut Schmidt. He says, if there was a president in Washington and he wanted to drop the atomic bomb on Tehran, the Europeans would be strong enough to say, we are not part of it. Right now, no one is strong enough in Europe to be in that position. Notice where that's going. Helmut Schmidt is talking about the fact that Europe should stand up towards the United States of America, that he perceives the United States of America to be a danger to world peace, and that he wants the Europeans to be able to stop America when they feel it's necessary. But at this point, because there is no strong leader in Europe, that couldn't happen. As I said, the Bible says it's going to happen, however, and the animosity between European countries and the United States of America and Great Britain is going to increase. It's already there, but it's going to get much worse. He continues in his interview, I used to believe in British common sense and state rationale. I was a great supporter of Edward Heath, who brought Britain into the European community. But then we had Harold Wilson and Margaret Thatcher, who didn't always behave so sensibly. And then we had Tony Blair, who brought himself into a position of far too great dependence on America. You can't have this dependence on America and at the same time play a responsible role in Europe. Did you notice this? That's where it's going. The Europeans want to reunite because they want to be able to stand up towards the United States of America, to be independent from the United States of America. That is one of their goals. That is one of the reasons why the euro is not going to disintegrate. That is one of the reasons why we are going to have a united military pretty soon in Europe. These events are taking place as prophesied. Now, I was surprised that Helmut Schmidt is right on target when it comes to many of those developments. And he again looks at this strictly from a world news standpoint. The Bible is true, my friends. The Bible has prophesied it a long time ago. And let God be true and every man a liar, every man who is preaching something which is against what the Bible clearly has proclaimed. I will challenge you more and more to watch world events insofar as the really relevant news is concerned. And so until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.